Order. Honourable members, good morning. And to our guests in the gallery, good morning. You're more than welcome. Whoever invited you must have told you how juicy and how sexy this committee is. So we will try not to disappoint you. Honourable members, we have what I am hoping is a short agenda. We've got three sets of minutes or five sets of minutes. 7, 8, 10, 21st, 23rd of November. But they're very short. And then we want to go through the bill, clause by clause. Then we want to go through the report, clause by clause. And then hopefully that will be the end of this ad hoc committee to a large extent. So we're hoping to do all those things today. In terms of the apologies, I'm assuming that we're all happy with the agenda. Minutes, the bill, and then the report. Can I have an indication that we're happy with the agenda? Yes, we are. Thank you very much.
Yes, Chair, good morning. I don't know whether it would be necessary to go through the bill clause by clause again, but we'll see how it goes. Because we've done that. There were just certain areas to highlight, unless some gremlins are trapped in, so maybe we can squeeze through.
Well, I've been told by those that are cleverer than I am that we have to do it. And I'm saying because we've gone through it on Friday, it shouldn't be too long. But unfortunately, from a procedural point of view, we unfortunately have to do it. In terms of apologies, honourable members, honourable Mulder, honourable Lakude, and honourable Ndakane will be late. So they'll join us in a few minutes. Are there any other apologies? No? Thank you very much. Can we then move on to the minutes of the 3rd of November, Honourable Members? G26, 9 o'clock, 11:30. Can I have an indication of any amendments to page number 1? Page number 2. Page 3. And page 4. If there's happiness in the house, there's somebody proposes, Mr. Shah proposes to adopt the minutes of the 3rd and any seconded. Honorable Singh and the house. Thank you very much. The 7th of November, two-page minutes. Any changes on page number 1? Corrections, amendments, deletions on page 2? Page 3? En bladzij 4. As almal gelukkig is, kan ek iemand kry wat propose en die wat voorstel dat die minute korrek is. Baie dankie meneer self. Enige ene wat voorstel dat die minute korrek is? Enige ene? Thank you, Mr. Honorable Comede and seconders. Secondeer, wie secondeer die minute onder nie onderwijzer nie, nie onderwijzer nie. Honourable self, thank you very much. And then, honourable members, the 8th of November, once again, it's a two-pager. Any changes on page number 1? Can't be, that's just attendance. Page number 2. And page 3. Anybody moves for the adoption of the minutes? Of the 8th of November. Any movers for adoption? Honorable Kumeda and Honorable Self seconds, and everybody adopts it. Thank you so much. We move to the minutes of the 10th of November in the old assembly chamber. Any changes to page number 1? All right. We self-correcting. There was an apology from Honorable Takuri on that day. It's not on the minutes. We will report accordingly. Anything else on page 1? Honorable Self? Page 2? Yes, sir?
Party is wrongly spelt in the document.
Thank you very much. Any other changes? If not, can I have somebody that indicates that the minutes are an accurate reflection? Thank you, Honorable Singh. And seconders, Honorable Sal, thank you very much. And we move to the minutes of the 21st. Two pages. Any changes on page number 1? Any changes on page 2? And on page 3? If there's happiness in the house, can I have an indication by anybody? Honorable Maseko, seconders. Honorable Self, thank you so much. And the House. And the final set of minutes, the 23rd of November. On page 1.
You've got Honorable Kagude as present in apology.
She was present. We will correct the apology. I'm sorry for that. We will correct that. Sorry for that, Honorable Lakude. On page number 2. Can I take you to 212? 1, 2, 3. The fourth line, National Assembly is spelled wrong. Assembly is spelled wrong. And two lines below that, had objected to the suspension of the rule. Suspension is spelled wrong. Any other changes on page 2? I can't hear? Have I covered it? Thank you so much. And page 3?
Yes, sorry, on page 2.
Yes, sir?
In the block on the top, Mabungane Center, spelling. Amabungane Center.
Okay. Thank you. You guys are so sharp today. Other than that, any more changes? If not, can... Yeah, the last meeting, you're very sharp. Can we have movers and seconders for the minutes? Thank you, Honorable Singh. Any seconders? Nobody seconding it. It's fine. Oh, Honorable Gumede is seconding it. Thank you. Thank you, that, sir. That deals with all the minutes, Honorable Members. Thank you so much. If we then can go to, you would have received, as we agreed, Honorable Members, the bill after the corrections that we spoke about at our last meeting, and that would have been sent to you by close of business yesterday, I'm hoping, for you to have had a quick squeeze at it, and also the report. Could we then go to political party funding bill? Everybody has that document before you? All right, if you do. All right. Any changes on the cover page, page 1? That's we had asked Michael to effect that we think has not been effected or has not been effected adequately. If we went through these things on page 1, just the cover page, are we happy with the cover page as it is? Honorable Singh.
Chair, I was just wondering, is it political party funding bill or parties? Because just below that you've got ad hoc committee on the funding of political parties. So are we going to call the bill party or parties?
Political party.
I think it's fine where it's the ad hoc committee on political parties, but the name of the bill, political party funding.
Can we live with that? Thank you very much. All right. Henceforth, it shall be known as the Political Party Funding Act, hopefully, at some point. But now we will call it a bill. On the... Does it get numbered? No. The long title, you guys call it the long title, is it?
Yeah.
Can I take you to the long title, honourable members, and ask if there are any amendments that you would like to effect on the long title? Any amendments, honourable members, on whereas 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7? The whereas. Any amendments to the whereas is 1, 2, 7. Agreed. And the next one, be it therefore enacted, that I think is acceptable. Yes? Thank you so much. Chapter 1, and I think now the pages start. It's page 3 on the top of my document. I hope yours is also page, but it's chapter 1. And can we go? No, the whole lot is definitions. Is there anything under definitions that members, honourable self?
Yes, Chair. First of all, under foreign person, the definition of trust has changed from the version that we dealt with earlier. I don't know how significant it is. Sorry? Well, I unfortunately haven't got the previous one, but it's in the previous one, as I remember, it said trust registered in terms of legislation dealing with trusts. Now, it's, secondly,
let's deal with that. Is it still on the same point?
Mm-hmm.
Is it still on the same
point? No.
Okay, let's deal with that one. Trust registered in terms of Trust Property Control Act 1998. That's, you think
1988,
that's
1988, yeah.
Is that the official title? So I'm saying that is... Michael, you want to talk to
Chair, there's always the intention to... Thank you, Chair. There's always the intention to link it to the act that registers the trust, similarly to the Companies Act, the one above, in terms of which companies are registered. That is the act in which trusts are registered. The previous version that Mr. Self is referring to that says in terms of laws of the Republic regulating trust, it's in fact that Trust Property Act. So here we just made it certain because we double-checked and it is in fact that act. Thank you, Chair.
All right, thank you, Michael. Second point, sir?
I'm still a little concerned that some acts have act number such and such and some don't. Some are in italics and some aren't. It just looks a bit messy to me. So whatever we decide, we must do it throughout.
No, you want to speak to that? Okay, so if you want to speak to that, but let's take a decision. I mean, it's cosmetics. But speak to it, sir.
See, this is about the italics. The italics is just to indicate to readers, and this is a drafting thing, that in the definition, in clause 1, where there are words in italics, those are defined terms. So automatic defined terms in clause 1. So you'll notice, for instance, the first one, Electoral Commission Act, that's a defined term. So when you read it, you must know it is in clause 1 as defined. That's a drafting style.
Honourable Singh, ourself?
Yes, that's fine. And then finally, I hate splitting infinitives, so under political party, includes any entity that accepts donations principally to support.
Political
Sorry, there's nothing wrong with the definition. It's just I hate splitting infinitives.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You got that? So what are you suggesting we do then?
That accepts donations principally to support.
So you'll make that slight change for us. I don't know. You can affect that for us. Can we accept it like with that change? Thank you so much. Anything else? You want to say something else? No? Anything else under chapter 1 as definitions? With that minor change, we then move to chapter 2. Chapter 1 we're happy with. Chapter 2, it's 2.1, 2.2, and 2.3. Under 2.1, is there anything that you'd like to change? No? Thank you very much. 2.2. Thank you very much. And 2.3, A, B, and C. Thank you very much. That has dispensed with chapter 2. Yeah, chapter 2, but 2. We're going to chapter 2, 3, establishment of multi-party democracy funds. 3.1.
Really have raised this earlier, but I don't know what a weighted scale of representation is. So it reads, in part, an equitable allocation taking into account a weighted scale of representation for an allocation to a representative political party. If somebody can explain to me what that means, I'd be grateful. I mean,
portion, and I'm sure you'd be able to help us as well. But even in the equitable portion that we're talking about, it's equitable, but it still takes into consideration the proportional. So in other words, if we go to the Western Cape, and the Western Cape is entitled to, from this 140 million, entitled to 10 rand, and there's five parties, of that 10 rand, everybody's going to get equal there. But the Western Cape itself, as a proportion to the country, you might be the biggest one, or I'm saying in terms of geographic number, you then get a bigger portion of the 70% or the one-third that we're talking about now. Equitable is one-third, yeah. So the equitable is split into the provinces, but not all nine provinces get one rand of the 140. You'll get 1 rand because you're bigger than me, and I'll get 5 cents. You understand what I'm saying? So the provinces are split proportional to their contribution nationally. The provinces are. So Western Cape gets 5 rand of the kitty, and you share it equally. KZN gets 3 rand of the kitty, and they share it equally. She gets 50 rand of the kitty, and they share it equally when it gets to them. But she'll get 5 rand, 10 rand, 50 rand. So that is what we call weighted. The court agrees with me, and the EFF agrees with me also, I think. That's how I understood it, and that's how I've been taught that how it works. This, thank you very much. Sure. Do you agree with us? Number, where were we sending? We go on to number 6B. Yes, 63B. 64? 65? 66 and 67? Happiness in the house? Agreed. And then we go to purposes for which the money from the fund may be used. That's 71A. 2G. I think we've agreed on that. Any comments? 72 A to E. It's just D that you're happy with, Honorable Sal.
Chair.
Yes.
Yeah, can Secretariat also draw attention to the one amendments we made on Friday? So we just can they draw attention to the amendments we made on Friday so we can hone in specifically on that?
We can do that for you.
We will do that as we go along. We'll show you the pages where we thought you'd ask us for amendments, and you can agree whether we are happy. But on this one, there weren't any. On... where are we? 8.1... and there were no changes on 8.1. 8.2, there were no changes on 8.2. 8.3, 8.
Chair, I made this point some time ago, towards the beginning, 8.3, towards the beginning of the committee's deliberations. I mean, 8.3 is a crime anyway. You're not allowed to accept stolen money or the proceeds of crime. I mean, never mind this, you go to jail for 25 years, depending on the amount that you receive. And it's a bad principle in drafting, I was taught, to proscribe something in an act that is already proscribed in another act.
But on 8.3, what are we proscribing? Please teach us that are not English teachers.
You can't receive money that you know is the proceeds of crime.
So you're saying we must not even put it in the act?
Well, it's, in my view, unnecessary because it's already proscribed by, amongst others, POCA and common law and various other things. So, in a sense, what you're doing is you're stating the obvious.
Right, okay, I've got you. Stating the obvious is the a violent. There's a second part to it. Yes, Honorable Arsene.
Yeah, Chair, no, I understand that we're stating the obvious, but I think it's a matter of emphasis. It is known that, you know, sometimes in other countries these cartels, whether it's drug cartels or whatever, they siphon money to political parties to get benefit from them. So I don't know if there's any harm if we leave it there, because it's kind of emphasizing the fact to political parties that if you know about any of these things, then bring it to our attention. First, you must not receive it, which is a crime. But if you know about it or suspect, bring it to our attention. And I don't know if any other law, general law, has that aspect on it.
But secondly, I'd also rather err on the side of caution. Rather have it than not to have it. I mean, that's my own take, that I'd rather err on the side of caution. And if it's obvious, then it's fine. But we'd rather have it. Honourable Maseka?
Thank you, Chair.
You want to say something? You'll be the last, yeah?
I agree with you and Honourable Singh that rather have it than not, because what's obvious to one person might not be obvious to the next. So let's rather restate.
Michael Ungaimos, Munomni Morsni, what's he?
See, though the crime might be obvious with respect, I think it's the obligation to report that's the important part there, which is the last part of it. And I think for that reason, I would advise that we keep the clause. The last part of it, that, like Mr. Singh pointed out, indicates an obligation on the party to report that knowledge to the commission. Yes.
I think we are sold on the idea. Thank you, Michael. And then page number 4 on page 6. And there were no changes. Page 5, there were no changes. Can we move to 9, honourable members? And I can indicate to you that there were no changes on 9, but is there any comment on 9.1? On 9.2? On 9.3? And on 9.4. Thank you very much. Page 10 had no, I mean not page 10, clause 10. There were major changes to clause 10, I think. Just to read it, honourable members. Remember, that's the one that we've been baffling with. I think this is the cleanest we can get. So I want members to read clause 10 and comment on it. But this is something that we've been panel beating, I think, since we started. And I'm happy with the 10 as it is. Thank you very much. Well done, guys. Can we then move to 11? And there were no changes. Chapter 6. Clause 21, there weren't any changes that you asked us to change. And clause 22, there weren't any changes that you asked us to effect. And clause 23, there weren't any changes that you asked us to effect. On 24, 1, we made it 8.5. I think we had 8.2 or something like that previously. It was 8.2 and 8.5, so we just now cleaned it up and made it 8.5. Eh? Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That was the only change and we've affected that. Anything else? If not, can we move to 25? Yes, Honourable Sir.
Yes, Chair, in under sub 5, I wonder whether the 1st of July 2018 is going to give the IEC enough time to get its structures in place. I mean, considering that organogram that they showed us and all the various things that have to happen, I just wonder whether we are setting ourselves up for failure.
I agree. I agree that the 1st of July might be a bit too prescriptive, might be a bit too short, because these have financial implications anyway. Now, I don't know if we can leave it blank. I just think we should say as soon as reasonably possible or something like that. I don't know that we have to have a date, Michael. I don't know. I'm just looking at it. But I would hate us to say the 1st of July and then we nail them because they didn't meet the July day. But I can tell you they won't meet the 1st of July. Honourable Singh.
Yeah, Chair. Yeah, can't we say at least 6 months or 6 months after the act is proclaimed or the funds, you know, something like that.
Can we say something to the effect of within the first 6 months of the act having been acceded to or whatever the terms are? Is that okay? Thank you. Happiness of that, honourable members? Thank you so much. Anything else on number 25? And on number clause 26? Honourable Sir.
Yes. Maybe somebody can just explain to me about sub 2. Section 6.7 deals with disbursement from the Multi-Party Democracy Fund. And so 6.7 says, the Commission must pay the allocated amounts to each of the represented political parties at prescribed intervals. And then it says it only comes into effect on a prescribed date. Now, in terms of the definitions that we've accepted, that prescription is by the IEC. Now, I don't know whether they should be allowed to just decide when they start paying. I mean, obviously they can't pay if there's no money in the fund, but equally, you know, when do we start getting the money, you know? Perhaps I can say, you know, when did they pay back the money, so to speak.
How do we do that? You see, it's dicey because, I mean, we, first of all, don't even know if there's money going to come in that account. We hope there'll be lots of money coming into that account from the private. And we're saying that they must be within 6 months to set up their structures. So they set up their structures, they find that there is money, that it's clean money. They can distribute it according to whatever has been agreed to by Parliament. What is a reasonable date? When do you want your first tranche? January, February? Yes, Mike?
I think my advice would be that that date is not determinable. Because like you said, we don't know if there's going to be any money in there. And I think the rationale was, as Mr. Self points out, Self, that only the IEC would know when the money is there. And that's where we made the that regulation to be prescribed by the IEC. Now, whether they are the functionaries that should make the regulation, that is not something that I can decide, but that was the rationale.
I think Honourable Self has got a good point. I'm saying we should give them some indication because they could sit with that money for a whole year and decide that we're only going to prescribe or regulate to pay it after 2 years I just don't know how we get around that one. I don't know how we get around that one as soon as possible or after the first 6 months. I think we need to give them some indication and let them come back to us and say, you know, you said we must do it within the first 6 months, but there isn't anything in the fact in the first 6 months, as opposed to us just giving them a blanket approval. I'm looking at the wisdom on the side.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the wisdom on the side. Let's try and be practical, honorable members. We are saying that hopefully by the end of the year, if all things are equal, by the end of the year, this fund should be fully functional, isn't it? End of 2018, it should be fully functional. I'm saying everything be equal. So the next quarter after that is what? January, isn't it? January, February, March? Yeah, and the next one then starts in April. So we can, why can't we say in the last quarter of the 2018-2019 financial year? Or 2017, it'll be 17-18. Yeah, it'll be 17-18 financial year, isn't it? By the last quarter or something like that. Honorable Self, or Singh and then Self.
No, thanks, Chair. Yeah, I think we're also being, we're just presuming that there will be funds. Now, there might be, yeah, there might be zero, right? Or there might be so little, because the other factor we've got to take into account is at which point do they defray expenditure? And I think it must be upfront defrayal. You know, say there's 100,000 in the account. They can't distribute 100,000 because they've got to take off their expenses. It's only fair that we allow that to happen before they distribute. But having said that as well, how do we know whether there'll be any funds at all come 2019? So we mustn't tie them in to say, or give us a report, or if there are funds that they must allocate the funds in terms of the proportion that we've decided on. But I think we're being a bit presumptuous here. We think it's going to be...
No, we're not being presumptuous. They're going to put money into this account.
The multi-party.
Yeah, they will. Honourable Self.
Look, I'm not sure about what the wisdom of it is for all the reasons, the practical reasons that have been articulated here, but all that I know is that it shouldn't be the IEC that prescribes.
That's the point that I was going to make. Let's first agree that it shouldn't be the prerogative of the IEC. That it's our prerogative and we are not prophets or prophetesses that can see into the future is also acceptable. And that is why I'm saying that if we used the last quarter of 2018-19, in other words, that will be January, February, March of 2019. Now, the first quarter would be from March onwards. It will be the last quarter of the 2018-19 financial year. Not calendar year, we talk about financial year. Because that's how we're working the financial year. By the last quarter, and then let them come back to us and say to us, you know, you've put this in here, but we've actually only got 10 rand. Do you want to split the 10 rand or whatever? At least it's us that then, when I say us, Parliament then determines how they use it and take it going forward from this. So could we do something that says the last quarter of 2018-19 must be when they distribute the first funds to the qualified parties. Something like that. Mr. Self.
Chair, I think you're onto something, but I really don't know whether you should enact something of this nature. This is something that should be in regulations, but I don't think the IEC should do the regulations. So maybe what you do is you say, it's our regulations, and then when we come to the regulations, we say, whenever the fund reaches a certain threshold, then the first distribution takes place, or something of that nature.
All right. There's a proposal that 26.2 gets scratched, deleted, and that it finds a home somewhere in the regulations. That's what you're saying, Honourable Self, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll come to you, Michael.
That 26.2 becomes part of the regulations that fall within 24.1, and then within the regulations we find some formulation that would say when the thing kicks in.
All right. You following that, Michael? That it then goes somewhere to 24.5 or something like that. And then when we get to the regulations, we find a way of articulating it. That's what you're saying, Honorable Self. That's the proposal on the table. Difficulty with that, Michael? Any difficulties?
That's just going to be my proposal, that you just change the functionary from the IEC to Parliament to do it. Practically, that's something that Parliament would have to deal with. But that was the proposal that I was going to make as well. My proposal was similar to what Mr. Self suggested, that we change the functionary who makes the regulations here from the IEC and take it up to 24.1 to include it in something that the President must make on the recommendation of the NA.
Happiness, everybody, with that? So we change 24 and we change 26. Take it out of 26, copy and not copy and paste, cut and paste, and take it to 24.5. Other than that, are we happy with 26? If we are, can we go to Schedule 1? And I know, again, we said this is no magic or no scientific, but this is the best that we could. And there were no changes, by the way. All right? I then put the entire... Yes, sir.
On Schedule 1... On Schedule 1, those fines doesn't stipulate from which whether that money should be paid from the parties, directly from the party, or whether it should be deducted from future funds or anything from the IEC.
To answer that, somebody wants to advise us on that one. The income referred to, and you're saying you're not sure if it must come from the private or the multi-party fund or from the party fund. I think what we are saying is, the guilty shall pay. The guilty shall pay. We're not worried where he gets it from or where she gets it from. You're guilty, you'll pay. And I don't think we can prescribe that you'll pay it from your tranche that you get from the multi-party or your tranche that you get from the IEC. What we're saying is, you're guilty, you owe us R1 million, pay us that R1 million. I'm simplifying it, but I think that's what you're saying. Would that be a problem, sir?
Yes, it would be. I mean, what do you... We are fining this person, and then... this party, yes, we're fining this party, but then we're also paying the person, the party's fine for you. Because from either the IEC or from multi-party or funding, but we are paying the fine on behalf of that party. Should we not compel that party to pay that fine before receiving any further funding from their own funds? I mean, they're taking funds from dubious sources or taking excessive amount of funds.
I think that's what we're saying. Because remember, it's not the IEC that's going to make the final decision. It'll go to the electoral court. And it's the court that will pronounce that EFF is guilty and must pay X, or ANC is guilty. It's not the IEC. So it will come from... In other words, you'll feel the pain, whoever you are. Okay. Whoever you are, you'll feel the pain as a political party. Can you live with that, Honourable... Why did I forget your surname, sir?
Paulson.
I apologize, Honourable Paulson. Okay, thank you very much. Honourable members, then, outside of the regulations, and in other words, I'm putting the bar from page number 1 to the end, can we say that this committee has now, with the 3 or 4 changes that we've effected, can we say that the bill, proposed bill, is now our property? Yes. Do we adopt the bill as a committee?
Chair, I will just have to reserve my position. I will just have to reserve the DA's position.
Absolutely. No. We can reserve it, but all I'm saying is that we've now gone clause by clause from page 1 to the end of the page. Whether people support it or don't support it when it gets to the House, it's a different story, but I'm saying just the presentation of the bill. We are happy that the processes have been followed. Honourable Paulson, We're not asking you whether you support the bill or not. I'm just saying.
I wish we could actually note within these minutes that we object to sections of this bill.
You'll object to them when it eventually gets to the House. You can object to the entire bill. But all I'm saying is, you can't oppose the fact that we've gone through it and afforded everybody an opportunity to go through it.
Sure.
Honourable Maseko.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think I would like to propose that we agree with the process and the bill as it stands with the few amendments that will be effected. Thank you.
Prof. Kubisa and then Dakuda, Honourable Mulder, on said no fun bladsy, Ian tot bladsy, last minute gegaan of the bill. Ons is nog besig om te sê, hoe maak ons nou met die bill?
Second it.
You second it. Honourable Dakuda.
Margaret.
All right. Let's repeat. Agreeing does not mean that you are accepting from clause 1 to clause 10. You can still oppose whatever clause, but we are agreeing that as far as we're concerned, we process this thing called the bill. God bless Africa. Schedule 2. Can we go to Schedule 2, this thing that we used to call the regulations? And please, Honourable Self, you can remind us of the one you're talking about when we get there, because I haven't noted it now. I'll do the same as we did in the past. On Definitions 1, there were no changes that we proposed. Are we happy with that? On Allocations, we put the word represented. Remember, we had political party all over. Wherever there was political party, we put represented. So the only change there is we put represented under 2. Are we happy with 2, 1 and 2, 2? What's us? And then 3 was a major change as far as we're concerned. If members can read 3 and indicate your comfort or otherwise with 3. I think it's what we've been saying forever. What did we change on 3? We never changed anything on 3. We said today? On 3. Okay. Yeah, there's a representative political party. I think we put representative. But are you comfortable with 3? I think you are. You are comfortable with 3. Thank you very much. And then can we move to the equitable share? Again, we put represented political parties. Please give me 5 minutes. Good morning. Goeiemôre. Dumela. This is the ad hoc committee dealing with political party funding. And we are about to wrap up our business in terms of our work that we started more than 6 months ago. We're going through the bill clause by clause, the regulations, clause by clause, and the report. And this is a multi-party committee. And you are more than welcome. And thanks for showing interest. Please, you can't participate and clap and do all those things, but you can follow us as closely as you would like. Clause 4, we added the word represented. Any other changes that you want on 4? No? Under 5, 1 and 2, again, all we did is we put 3 represented. Are you on 4, sir?
No, on 5, actually. Right, yes. That is where the payment from the fund was coming, in my view. So you would say under 5, whatever it is, 5.3, that the Commission shall make the first payment from the Multi-Party Democracy Fund when it reaches a threshold of, I don't know, 100,000 rands, 200,000 rands, 500,000 rands, I don't know.
Well, let's just bring you up to speed. We left blank. We talk about the Multi-Party Democracy Fund. When does the money start flowing to parties? We decided we can't leave that to the IDC. we must regulate it. And Honorable South is suggesting that in the regulations we say when we've reached the 500,000 or the 100,000 mark should be where they start. That's the debate that we're having. I think we all agreed in principle that it can't be left to them, it must be left to us. The question is, when do we want it to kick in? That's the point. 500,000, is that fine? When it reaches its first 500,000, we start distributing it. And I would imagine quarterly thereafter, something like that. Honorable...
Chairperson.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks. I think, yeah, I wanted to propose a million, 500,000 for 13 parties. You end up not even seeing. Yeah, that's the proposal.
So when it reaches its million, you distribute and then quarterly thereafter. Michael? Happiness?
I think the interval after that is already dealt with in 6-7.
Yeah, already it's fine. But all we're saying is when it reaches its 1 million, we distribute it and then it will follow the intervals. Anything else under 5? Not. Under 6-1, again, we put represented. Those are the only changes that we did. And we did the same under 6-2. We put represented. As ons gelukkig daarmee. As ons gelukkig is, dan kan ons maar vorentoe gaan. Under 7, we took out the 15 as in numerical and we put it in words. And 8, we did the same. We took out the 5 under as in numerical and we put it in words. And we didn't ask for any changes on number 9. And we never asked for any changes on number 10. And under 11, we put in the word represented. That's the only change we did under 11 from A to G. 11-1. We made no request for changes on 11-2. And neither did we ask for changes under 12. With those inclusions that Honorable South spoke about under 5, I want to put the entire regulations to the House and say I am of the view that we've processed all of them. Can we have an indication that you agree with me that we've processed all the regulations from 1 to 12? Honorable Singh, so we are happy with the process, that we are not caught out under process. If you don't like the wording, you want to change it, that you can do, but the process... we've dealt with. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. Then that deals with the bill and the regulations and the memo. Must we go through the memo? We don't have to go through the memo. No, I don't think we have to go through the memo. I don't think so. All right, Honourable Members, then the brand new one would have been the report. And that report, I think it has draft one on the top of it. And it is a report that goes up to page number 8. On my one, maybe it's a different on your one. Is it page 8? Yeah.
Members have got that document before. All right. Maybe let me just give you the rationale for the members. I'm hoping you read it. We had
an interim report that we agreed upon sometime in September, and I think that report was before the second round of public hearings. We tried to add the second round of public hearings and listed who they were, and we then went to the observations and recommendations. Of course, that would be after everything was done. So really, it's a step-by-step report of we started, we called for hearings, these are the people that came, these were what they said, these are observations, and these are our recommendations. That's the context of our report. And we can have a fight about the observations and recommendations, but up to that point, I think it's factual, unless you think that we are misrepresenting the facts, you can raise them. Or if you think there's a fundamental fact that you would want us to put in, you can indicate, but we will try to do the factual, and then observations and recommendations is where we can discuss. Are we happy with that? And honourable members did have it over the weekend? No, not over the weekend, overnight at least. Yeah, you had it overnight. On page number one, honourable members, the introduction, I don't think there's too much we can fight about there. When we started, what it was about, and who constituted the committee. Anything on introduction up to 1.5? On 2? On 2.1? We are really listing the people, the 17 submissions that we received, and I hope we haven't left anybody out. I think we try to reflect on everybody that was there. I can't hear you, sir.
I think we have everyone, even Black Label First.
Thank you. On 2.2, those are all facts. I mean, if you want to go and contest them, you can contest them. Those are all facts that we've got, or we try to reflect them as accurately as possible. 2.3, and those are comments. And some of the arguments, of course, we couldn't take all of them, but we took what we thought were salient arguments raised for and against by several participants, including the IEC 215. And 2.2, summary of what transpired when we interacted with the IEC. Part B? Honorable Singh.
You're on 3 now, Chair.
On 3, yes, sir.
Yeah. 3.1.1. On 22nd August, the committee, having deliberated the public input received, agreed to repeal the Public Funding of Represented Political Parties Act. I know we agreed to repeal it at some stage, but not at that time. That, I don't know what you say, agreed that that would be repealed. Agreed that the public funding would be repealed. But, this seems quite definitive.
No.
Agreed to repeal it on that day.
Yeah, it is. If you go to our minutes help us. No, our minutes help us. It was that day where we took the decision. But I'm saying we did take the decision to repeal it. If you're not comfortable with the 22nd, we can say at that point or at some point we did it. But if you don't want us to put the 22nd in, but we can back it up with minutes. That's what I'm saying. If you went to your minutes of the 22nd, you'll find it in the minutes. But I hear what you're saying, that if you don't want us to put the 22nd because we could be challenged on it, we can do that. Honourable Muller and then Honourable Fulton.
Chairperson,
we're just dealing with 3.1.1, eh?
Yes, no, we did discuss it then, and we decided after discussion that we are going to write a new bill. And the implication of the new bill is that the present bill will be repealed. So I think Mr. Singh's concern is that it sounds if we repealed the bill on that day. We didn't repeal it, and that's not what we've said. We tried to say that we've decided to repeal the bill because we're going to write a new bill. So I don't know if we need to change it. Mr. Singh says he won't.
I said, you see, agreed to, you're right. Agreed to, that the bill would be repealed. That bill would be repealed.
Let me, we've got clever people here. Can we say, on the 22nd, the committee, having deliberated on the public input received, agreed to draft new legislation and to repeal the public funding of political parties. Would that make it? We agreed to draft a new bill, and by definition, we were going to repeal the old one. I don't understand where the difficulty is, if there is any difficulty, Honourable Singh, but then we'll come to you, Honourable Paulson, just to try and help us tighten.
The difficulty I have, I think, in the way it's drafted, I think I know what we wanted, that the bill would be, but at this moment in time, as we sit here, the Public Funding of Represented Political Parties Act is valid. It hasn't been repealed. So I'm saying if we decided that we repeal it on the 22nd of November, that's not what we decided. We decided that it would be repealed once a new act comes into place. But until that time, that the old act is still in force. So that it's just a question of drafting.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. But remember, we're writing this thing to the House. I think we're wanting to say to the House that as this committee we agree that we want to repeal it. It's never going to be our decision. It's the House at the end of the day that... But we must go to the House on something. That's my view. And we're going to the House to say, having listened to everybody, South Africa thinks that the bill must be repealed and a new one must be put into place that is more regulated. I think that's what we are saying. How you want to craft it, you can assist us, but that's the message. No, can I say Paulson has come to you, ma'am? Honourable Paulson, if you want to help us on that one.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, we start off by saying that this was on the 6th of June 2017, the National Assembly resolved to establish the ad hoc committee. But we don't say who initiated this. Was it civil society that said they want more transparency and appeal to Parliament to relook at this? Or was it a political party? Where does it come from? Is it just something that we've decided to do, you know, out of our own as the National Assembly?
I think I get you. Members will answer that question. Where did the decision originate to repeal it? I think is the question that is being asked. Honourable Kakuli.
Thanks, Chairperson. I think we must just keep it the way it is until a decision is taken by the House. I'm on 3.1.
If you read the sentence, Honourable Paulson, the committee having deliberated on the input received. Now remember, our decisions were informed by what South Africans were saying. And overwhelmingly the public were saying to us that the Act as it stands is insufficient. Go and fix it up. So it was informed by our interaction with South Africans. And we happen to agree with South Africans that we think that it must be tightened up. So it really was a joint effort to answer your question. And it was also partly, as we get to the bottom, you'll see that also partly informed, not necessarily 100%, but also partly informed by the Western Cape High Court ruling and all those court rulings. All these things said that there must be more transparency. So there was no individual party or individual person. We come back to you, Honourable Singh, or maybe you can help us craft it if you want to on that 3.1. If you have better words, you can do it, but we can move on in the meantime. Say again?
I'm going to suggest agreed that the Public Funding of Representative Political Parties Act will be repealed.
Instead of agreed to repeal it,
yeah,
agreed that
it will be repealed.
Listen, it's fine. I think that's fine. You're there, Cindy? We can do that. Okay? And then anything else under 312, I beg your pardon? September 14th. Did we approve it? We approved it on 14th September. Oh, the first one you talked about. Okay. Because we are agreeing on the second one now. So you understand what we are saying. We are saying the first one that went out for hearing, it was around about that time when we said it is in a state sufficient to go for public hearings. I mean public comment. Okay? 3, 2, 1. And that really talks to the main issue that we put there, multi-party fund, all those type of things. And it's everything that we've been discussing now. Try to put in a report form. 331 again is the participants. Agreed.
We chair there on that 331.
331, yes.
Say the draft, though, as we referred to it in 312, we call it the draft political party funding law. Or we can call it the first draft.
Yeah, agreed. I think we can do that. Under 3.3, again, we try to lift up comments that came from South Africans following the first draft that was submitted for comment. It's never going to be exhaustive, but we thought we'd pull out the most salient facts, and that is what informed the proposed bill that is before us. Can we move to perhaps see the recommendations and observations? And that's where I think we were subjective. You guys will have to assist us there, but that is intended to stimulate discussion and to fine-tuning it. Those are observations as we saw them, but you are free to add to, subtract from, delete. First observation that we made is that we think we agree that there's a need to regulate political party funding. Second observation we made is that the financial implication would be just the setting up of the IEC and those associated costs. The third observation we made is the input by SALGA, feeling that it is unfair that we don't move this exercise all the way to municipal level. And our 4414 observation is the Western, we reflect on the Western Cape judgment. And those are the observations we picked up that we thought were salient. If you want to add to those observations, you can do so. Let's move to the recommendations, then, honourable members. First one is what we were talking about, Honourable Singh, that we're recommending that Parliament, on our advice, puts into place a new piece of legislation that will do all those things that we are talking about. That's our first recommendation. Our second recommendation is that the IEC must manage both political, both funds. Our third recommendation is that Parliament must pay attention to the local government needs sometime in the future, because we think it's important. Honourable Self, 423.
Yeah.
Yes, sir?
Just a stylistic. Everywhere else the committee is referred to as it. So it should really read, the committee has noted SALGA's proposals, which its mandate does not allow it to assess during, and it recommends them.
We an hour, we make it. All right, thank you very much, Honourable Self. And then 424. We are just saying that, and I think it's an important recommendation. There must be no doubt that this is not to address the Western Cape judgment. This that we're doing got nothing to do with addressing the Western Cape instruction for Parliament to change. What we are saying here is we think this will complement whatever is going to happen at the Paia Act. This is actually going to happen. So there must be no doubt in anybody's mind that this was never intended to address or informed by the Western Cape judgment. But it will go a long way in complementing what the Western Cape thinks Parliament should do. That was our recommendation. Are there any other recommendations that honourable members feel that we should put in our report? Honourable Singh.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I don't know whether, as a recommendation, we should not put that the committee recommends that the current act, whatever we call the act, be repealed once this is enacted. Because I think it is a recommendation. It's there as an observation, but it's a recommendation that we repeal that act once this is of full force and effect.
If you look at 421, the very last bullet, repeal the public funding of representative political parties act. We're saying that. On 421, the very last bullet.
Okay.
Happiness?
Yes.
Thank you. Any other recommendations? Honourable members, then we, of course, acknowledge all the political parties that participated. We acknowledge South Africans in general. for assisting us in getting to where we at. Any other acknowledgements that you're also free to acknowledge when you have your debates and your presentations, but that's what we thought should be in the report. Can I put this as the report of this committee that will be tabled in the House? Can I have an indication that this report reflects the work of the committee? Any movers? Tlakude, any? Or we happy with it? That this report can be tabled in this fashion. Honourable Paulson?
Chairperson, my apologies. Since my first meeting, I cannot endorse that this is what it's, so my apologies.
No, not a problem. As long as you're not opposing it in terms of a procedural flaw. Yeah. Well, we had everybody seconded it. Okay, you can take any one of these hands. Now, who did you have as proposal? Lakuri, then you can take Mulder. Everybody had raised their hands to second it. Cindy is very... Once all the T's crossed and the I's dotted. Honourable members, that is our report. Thank you very much to Cindy, to our team here, and to Michael and his team, and everybody else. Thank you very much. Just in terms of procedure, honourable members, on Thursday, we are going to table the report in the House, and I would imagine that, and I'm not sure, I'm looking at this side, I would imagine there will be opportunity for declarations or whatever you do, but there will be comment on this report on Thursday, and I think it's at 10 o'clock in the morning. So I'm not sure if we have to formally do it here, but I do know that on Thursday we are going to table our report to Parliament. Honourable Singh, and then Honourable Tlakude.
Yeah, I suppose there'll be declarations that all of us will be allowed to make on that day.
Agreed, Chair. It will be the first order on the order paper on Thursday at 10 o'clock. Thank you.
Honourable members, then that means that we were given a task in June, I think, with a deadline of the 30th. We've met our deadline. It is now up to Parliament to decide whether they think we've done a decent enough job. They can either rectify, throw it away, do whatever they want to do with it. I think we have given it our best shot from our side. It's up to our principals then to take a decision, and of course South Africa generally to also take a decision in terms of the quality of the work. From my side as the chair of the committee, I want to thank all of you. I really do. We had our difficult times, but I think there were more sunshine than rain. There were more down than up in our committee. So thank you very much, one and all. Okay? We need more rain in the Western Cape, yeah. But Honourable Mulder. No. Can we protect Honourable Mulder? Yes, sir. And then Honourable Maseko. Mulder and then Maseko.
Chairperson, just before you wrap up, I just want some more clarity on the process. One of the documents that was sent to us yesterday indicated the process when the bill is dealt with the way we dealt with this one. And if I remember correctly, it first states that the bill becomes part of the report. It's one document. Then secondly, it basically said that if it's done in this way, then immediately it goes into not the first reading, but the second reading of the bill. So I'm not clear. Are we going to table the report, then have declarations on the report? Will there then be a debate, a second reading debate on the bill as well tomorrow?
Okay. We'll answer that question. It's a very important one. We'll actually answer the question. I thought I wouldn't want to answer it, but we'll answer that one exactly. But I'd noted Honourable Maseko, and then Tlakude, you can assist, and then we'll respond to the question in terms of exactly what is it that we're going to be doing on Thursday. Maseko.
Chair, thank you. Let's rather finish this one, because mine is on a different.
Sisters there, Tlakude?
Yes. Thanks, Honourable Chairperson. Honourable Chairperson, what will happen on Thursday is that the report of this committee and the bill will be, in fact, it will be the introduction of the bill in the House as the second reading. Then we will make, the chairperson will table the report, will make declarations on the report. Then we are no longer going to waive the 3-day rule, the 3 days rule. The bill will be 80 seats for more public comments or for members of parliament to be able to read it and understand it. So when we come back next year after the budget speech, that is when we are going to debate on the bill as this committee or whichever way, but we are going to debate it at that particular time. Then it will be referred to the NCOP. Let's remember that the bill is not tagged as yet. So when we put it in Parliament on Thursday with the report, that is when the process of tagging and other processes will take place. So that is what is going to happen. Thank you so much, my friend.
All right. The report is the primary instrument or whatever tomorrow, but we will say in our report there is a bill that is part of this thing that will address everything that we're saying in our report. However, the bill will be considered in 2018. So it's just the report. And then when we get to the bill, we'll have that fight again about whether the bill is appropriate or not. But we are not adopting the bill on Thursday. That will happen early 2018, all things being equal, and then going to the NCOP thereafter. So that is the process. Very clear, very concise. I've done with my side. Let's hear what you have to say, Honourable Maseko.
Chairperson, I think I wanted to probably on behalf of the committee also to thank you, Chairperson, for steering this ship. As you said earlier on, it was not easy at some stage, but you were able to ensure that we find each other and we get to where we are today. And also thank Team Cindy and Team Michael and everybody else who participated. And I think we, even the stakeholders who've been here throughout, to also thank them for being here. Thanks South Africa also for the comments, for engaging us, and thank you very much, Chairperson. We owe it to you. Thanks.
All right. So the report and the bill will be in the ATC tomorrow. I think it's overnight. So tomorrow it will be there. The regulations, all those things will be in ATC. I suppose by tomorrow, members then can go and prepare. I would imagine all of us will want to say something in terms of declarations. I don't know how much time we've got. Unless that's standard that you guys do there, but I would imagine every party should be afforded an opportunity to make a declaration. 3 minutes for a declaration. Every party should be able to do that on Thursday morning. And thereafter, our fate is in the hands of Parliament. Thank you very much, honourable members, for the last time. Until the new year, have a very festive season and be blessed and have some water in the Western Cape, honourable South.